From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Vlock. In 2006, Megan Meyer, a 13-year-old who lived near St. Louis, committed suicide after receiving cruel messages on MySpace. She thought she was communicating with a 16-year-old boy. It now appears it was the mother of a girl she knew who was using a fake online profile. Missouri prosecutors have said they are not able to pursue any criminal charges. State legislators are scrambling to pass a law against online bullying. And now, as Matt Sepik of member station KWMU reports, federal prosecutors are getting involved in the case.
The story is well known. In late 2006, Megan Meyer met Josh Evans on the social networking site MySpace. But Josh soon turned on Megan, allegedly telling her the world would be a better place without you. After that, Megan hanged herself in her closet. But police reports say Josh's MySpace profile was the creation of 48-year-old Lori Drew, who was retaliating against gossip about her daughter. Megan's own mother, Tina Meyer, welcomed the news. Federal prosecutors are now considering charging Drew and others with wire fraud. This from an appearance on NBC's Today Show.
I still truly believe in my heart they absolutely should be criminally prosecuted. So if that's the way it needs to be in the end, then I say go for it.
But in St. Louis, former U.S. Attorney Jim Martin says wire fraud is a long shot for federal prosecutors because it would mean proving MySpace was somehow a victim.
The question is, was there an intent to defraud MySpace? I think MySpace itself would have a hard time arguing that because MySpace's goal is to generate as much activity as possible. They're not concerned whether people are entering with their real name or some other name.
Martin says harassment and bullying are tough things to prove, and the First Amendment makes it hard to limit even hateful speech. Besides that, he says laws against bullying run the risk of being vague. But that hasn't stopped people from trying. Most states require school districts to have anti-bullying policies, and laws in Oregon, Washington, and Arkansas specifically target online harassment. Since the news broke of Megan's suicide, several communities near St. Louis passed misdemeanor bullying ordinances. And in the Missouri legislature, State Senator Scott Roop is pushing an even stronger measure.
We're going to be suggesting that it would be a Class D felony if this is done for an adult to a minor, which is what this case was. And we think that's a little more of an egregious thing, and so should carry a heavier penalty.
But Nancy Willard says these laws are nothing more than feel-good measures that stem in large part from intense media coverage. Willard runs the Center for Safe and Responsible Internet Use, and she advises schools on internet bullying.
We see very frequently in our society that there's a particularly outrageous case, and then we come up with a criminal law to make us all feel better that we're going to take care of it. But in fact, those laws don't take care of it.
Willard says the best way to eliminate online bullying among children is vigilance on the part of parents, teachers, and kids. Now, MySpace is helping with that effort. The company just announced additional parental controls and promised quick responses to complaints of inappropriate content. In its statement, MySpace made no mention of Megan Meyer. The company's agreement with 49 state attorneys general is aimed at sexual predators. But efforts to rein in one type of crime just could help curb other nasty online behavior. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.